Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
Oh, we're already having drama. Now let me tell you something really quickly before we get into anything at all. I got a lip flip again and I will never learn my lesson. I'm just like you, for real.
It's the most addicting thing in the world.
It's like when it goes away, you're like, what happened to my lip?
I have paper cut lips. Why do I have this much motion? Why am I using a straw properly? Like, I don't want any of this.
Right, but right now I feel like I just got like numbing put in my face.
No, it's definitely a little palsy vibe. Like when you first get it, you're like, you know.
And I just don't want to be clipped this way. So just know that I'm aware of it. You don't even have to tell me.
I think they look Gorgina the house down, mama. I'm in a goofy mood. Wait,
you think they look what?
I'm so excited for today's episode. Like, it actually hurts.
The amount of happened since we sat down here last is like unheard of.
I feel like such a privilege to sit on this couch today. I'm on the edge of my seat all day. I've been so giddy boots.
Well, what do we do? Do we like go in chronological order? Because like it's it's been lives.
Literal, like lives. Like where do we begin?
I think we have to start at
birth.
We did the Trisha episode, and then the next day I got a boob job.
Okay.
Okay, we can start there. Boob job went great.
Tits are huge. They enter the room before her. They look amazing.
They're still a little big. They're going to go down.
But I think it's fun that you get to have a week where you're like built like an AirPod.
I know. I told him. I look like a capital P. I love it. But they're going to drop a little bit. They're still like a little large and in charge. They're kind of hard. I got my real stitches out a couple days ago.
When I heard what you went through today.
No, I know. I just told Tana this, but I had regular stitches. I went in through the nipple, but they only do like a little incision on the bottom of your nipple, like a little. And I had regular stitches, but then I had these like two random blue strings that like hung out of both sides. They looked like the craziest nipple hairs you've ever seen. And if I didn't know better, I would think they were mine. I got my real stitches out first, and then today I had to take out that blue string, and it was one long string, like this long.
And was he like pulling you?
And they had to pull it all the way out. I made BB come with me, and this one got stuck, and it was like snagged.
And he was yanking? Were you like kind of fighting with him?
It was like a technician, and she was like, I just had to like cringe and wait until it was out. But other than that, my experience was seamless, amazing, Gorgina.
I loved your usage of Gorgina.
I've never used it in a sentence before. Do you see what you do to me?
I'm literally so sorry, actually. I'm so proud of you for doing that and then being a person today. I would need so much sedation.
It's been relatively painless. I've been taking extra strength Tylenol.
Well, can we talk about your serious issue with this boob job that is giving me, like, it's keeping me up at night. I talked about it today with Makoa, like, without you, okay?
What?
So Brooke gets this boob job, right? And everyone in the comments is like, and just in life, like, this is just something people say, doctors say, if you will, like, that after you get the boob job, you can't raise your arms. Brooke Amber over here thinks that they mean that you are physically unable to raise your arms.
Instructions unclear.
And what they mean is you should not raise your arms, okay? And Brooke is out here doing the YMCA on TikTok everywhere.
Well, it's so crazy because everyone's like, you can't move your arms. Like, literally, like, I couldn't even pull my own pants down. And I'm like, I literally am doing cartwheels. I'm
acting like Gumby.
I'm like, what's wrong with you guys? I'm like, losers. And my doctor texts me and he goes, if you don't stop fucking doing the YMCA right now, in a much nicer tone.
And he's, you haven't once explained it without demonstrating. Like, we're at dinner the other night. I already know this. And she's like, yeah, and I can't raise my arms. And I'm
well,
like,
here's
don't.
The thing. I can't sleep without my arms over my head. Like, that's a thing that I do. I have to.
I'm the same way.
And I already have to sleep on my back, which is unnatural to me. Mm. So we have to be compromised somehow. And then it's like, I'm taking all these, like, I just discovered Let Me Sleep. And I don't know if you've ever dabbled in Let Me Sleep.
I've heard. I don't think I need it. Like, you let me don't. Wake up. Like, fuck, dude.
Oh my God, you should rich. They're going to steal that from you.
It's just like bumps of coke.
It's Adderall.
Right. So kidding.
Wait, we were totally kidding it. Enough. Anyway, I take like 6 Lemmy sleeps to go to bed every night because I cannot, like, it's just uncomfortable. Like, I want to sleep a certain way. But then because I have to do that to go to sleep, I wake up face down every day. I'm like, fuck.
No.
I'm like literally
face down, arms up, pissed, waking up.
It's bad if you take more than 2 melatonin.
It's, you know, not one time Diablo, I don't really take,
I'm taking 3.
One time Diablo was at my house and he was like, these are good. And like, you know how fried he is. Like, ate the whole bottle and he was like.
Yeah, I remember when he asked, what's your co-host's name? And we you lived together at the time and we were shooting canceled out of the house. Never forget Diablo.
Bless his heart, though.
You but
know. Bless his brain.
Anyway, other than that, I have been doing the aftercare. I know a lot of people are speculating that
I'm not too high now, not too much. She's like, I know a lot of people are speculating.
No, well, every doctor is different, but like this, my doctor usually doesn't have anybody wear the like little surgical bra after. I woke up, they said if you wake up in one, then you have to wear it, and I woke up in one and I was like, fuck
no.
But it's because I did a little internal lift, but he said as long as I'm wearing something supportive, like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And I really am not raising my arms as much as you think, and I'm not, you, it is frustrating because you don't realize how much like you have to use your pecs for. And they're under there.
I don't think I've ever used my pec a day in my
no,
life.
No, you use your pec to do everything. You use your pec to lift your vape.
Oh, in that case?
You are doing like heavy lifting, muscle. Especially when I saw that one. Look at that portable you can carry. What if that was your vape?
I've been taking this out like to the club and shit. Like if I go anywhere.
Despicable.
No, I've been charging my phone using a toaster, everybody. But Apple has to stop changing the cords. It's just like, what are they going to give me next? You know what I mean?
I know,
the fucking paperclip and tell me that has to go on my phone and charge it. Like, what the fuck?
Crazy. Yeah. So that was my boob job experience. I would rate the experience a 9 out of 10.
Really?
It would have been a 10 out of 10 if I could just fucking raise my arms.
Yeah. She just wants to do a jumping jack or two.
But my doctor was amazing. He is still so hot. Honestly, Dr. Daniel Barrett, thank you so much for my new tip.
Did you wake up hitting on him?
No, I woke up. Oh, she said I woke up and I just went, good morning. And then I said, can I go back to sleep? And she goes, yeah. And then when I woke up, she said again, I said, good morning.
That's so funny. Like, you and I are so different. Like, you know, I would have woken up like, like, just like
when I first got them, I'm not kidding, Tana, they were out to here. And I'm like frustrated, I'm so annoyed because here I am trying to be like transparent about my plastic surgery experience.
Okay.
Which I really do try to do. I've told you guys everything that I've ever done. Mm. Lip flip, lipo, boob job, all of it. Mm. And it's used against me constantly.
What do you mean?
It'll be like people are just going crazy. They're like, her tits look like shit. And I'm like, this is why people don't tell you things.
It's so fair.
There's like this one photo that I posted of myself one time that like is like my old face. And It was like, it's my least flattering photo that's
ever. I like
ever.
To go with versions, okay? You were on version 3 of your face. You weren't done.
Yeah, I wasn't. I hadn't even started. What's the problem? But I posted the photo. And then like, that's the number one photo like evil people will use.
Yep.
And they'll be like, this is what she really looks like. I'm like, do you remember where you got that? I shared it with you.
You just know, like, even the person saying that your tits look like shit is like,
well, they're
in
like they're
Nebraska
like, they're
with a uniboob.
Yeah.
Let me stop.
Well, they're like, they're so high up. They're rock hard. They're way too big for her frame. I'm like, I got them this morning.
They're in Tampa with a mono tit.
Yeah. Like, it's like, come Tana on. Tana mono tit. No. Monagoo. Moogadoo.
My God, I had a dream about Moogadoo like the other day. Like, that's how much it's plaguing me.
Is it a dream or is it a nightmare?
Nightmare. Every single time. I'm not kidding.
Well, anyway, you went on your birthday trip.
Brooke Amber.
Give it to me straight.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
What does
that
mean?
You can lead Tana Mojo to a jet, and she's going to drink.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to share that with the audience or not.
No, I've been so transparent about like my whole journey, and I feel like this is obviously a very vital part of this journey. You know what I mean? I drank. Like,
you did.
Let's talk about it. You know?
I love
Where's
him.
Charles Gross now? I love him.
Hermes.
So we went on the birthday trip, and first of all, I do just want to say, like, I wish you were there so bad because I think...
So did I.
So badly. And we celebrated, and... I want to talk about that in a second because you're so cute and sweet. But I feel like this trip took everything good from all the other trips and we kind of finally got it right. Like there really was just no drama. Everyone was peaceful, which is...
Uh-oh.
No. I think everyone's just a different person, and like we needed something like Turks to almost happen to like know that there's a ceiling for the drinks, know that there's a ceiling for.
I did forget about like Turksgate, like the, like what was.
Which is so crazy that that was 1 year ago.
It is like, so crazy. That was like such a, what an episode that like, was.
What an episode, you know, and I feel like this trip took everything good from that. It was a really good group, like way less just drama-free. Aaron came.
I love that.
What did you think, Amish?
I loved it.
Oh, I loved it.
That makes me happy because it's like, it's one thing when it's like your best friends you've had for 10 years, but like the real test is bringing someone who's never been and like being like, hey, would you go back?
Well, we were talking about it before you got up here and just like how unnatural the experience feels like in the beginning, because it's like, what do you mean jet mansion, butler's maids? Mm-hmm. Like it is just like, what?
It was so opulent. It really was. The house was just like beautiful. And it was, this trip was also shorter, which I think is something I learned. Like, I feel like everything bad on every trip started to happen around day six.
Yeah. It's like, or why seven. How are we still here?
It's like going home was the biggest W, you know, but I did choose to drink. And
how did it go?
I mean, here's the thing. I think it's like everyone who didn't want me to drink was trying to, either from their experiences or their care for me, teach me a lesson. And I unfortunately am so the type of person that I cannot learn a fucking lesson by being told in any way. Yeah. Like I have to learn the lesson by doing and living and falling and getting up, you know? So day one, we get on the plane. And the thing is as well, it's all like environment. Like everyone else has been drinking for the past 6 months. So they're partying per protocol, you know, and I just hopped right in there like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I definitely got wasted. And like, it was fun. But then I, you know, I noticed myself just kind of immediately like how easy it is to like be the same bitch. Like these last 6 months never happened. And I woke up the next day and that just like scared the fuck out of me in the best way, where I was like, whoa.
So like, when did I get to talk to you?
Day one.
Oh, okay. That, yeah. That's good news.
Yeah. And like, yeah. she got some FaceTimes from Tina.
I did. And I was already spiraling so bad. I go, what's going on?
I don't know. Like, granted, it is fun to get fucking hammered. But like, I don't know. I just woke up and it was scary. And like, I just didn't want to feel like that again. And then the rest of the trip, I just kind of, you know, drank like normally, I guess.
Okay. Well, that is good.
However, oh my God. I am no longer cut out for the way that you feel the next day. Like, I think after going that long, not feeling how that you feel the next day and the recovery and all of it, I was like, oh, wow. And I think it's especially after not feeling it for 6 months, like me thinking I could drink and then have a hangover even like I used to, like, no, it was 10 times worse because you haven't been hungover in 6 months.
Yeah. And like you're comparing and contrasting like your healthy, like, perfect body that you've just been treating so well, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, it's the worst feeling.
And like, obviously there's an argument where it's like, I had so much fucking fun, I would love to do that occasionally, and maybe I will, like, drink and be hungover and be in my 20s and whatever. But at the same time, like, we got home last week and like it took me 48 hours of sleep to recover. Anxiety through the fucking roof, like, just felt like absolute complete and utter shit. Like the jet ride home was like all of our jet rides home, where I'm like face down on the floor asleep, hungover, dying. And it was just like, sober me would be like,
it almost
up
helps
and at
though that you feel like so horrible, because it's like, it's not even like just like a, oh, I do horrible things when I'm drunk thing. It's like, I am out for days.
And I think after how long I spent not feeling like that, feeling like that again, I was like, it really is eye-opening when you spend that long not feeling like that to feel like that again. It's like, wait, whoa, I don't want to feel like this. And I feel like, I don't know, I just came home and like these past like 5 or 6 days, it's just like I had to sleep so much. Like, granted, everyone who went on the trip did. That's what happened. Everyone slept for like 48 hours. Mm-hmm. But like,
I don't know if I would last through a birthday trip again, because I haven't drank like 2 days in a row in a really long time.
Yeah.
Well, like, what am I talking about? What am I even talking? Sometimes I just say shit.
Me, yeah. Like, I know damn well you have.
Well, I haven't been drinking since we've been home from tour, but like on tour, I drink every day.
I think just,
but like this last week, I've been drunk every day.
Honestly. And even just like all the stuff we're like working on and shit, like just tour and life and like getting home and then everyone needing everything from me again and having all this work to do and trying to like crawl through it and like not firing at 100 fucking like cylinders or whatever the phrase is. Like,
I don't know either. You honestly went right over my head.
At all. It kind of just like, as much as I had a great fucking time, and I do think there will be moments again where I want to have a great fucking time. Like, I still haven't decided if I want to drink maybe on the 4th of July, but it's so close to right now that I'm like, oh no, like I want to space them out. And like, we went to dinner the other night and I had some drinks and like, that was nice to have, yeah, like two drinks, like, and go home and, you know, go, yeah, to
that's
bed.
That's like what, like, I guess I, like a normal person does. Yeah. But,
and
but sometimes I struggle with that, and I know that this is like wrong also, but sometimes I'm like, if you're drinking to not get drunk, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, then it's like you're putting this like literal poison in your body, which I do all the time. Mm. But like, with what intent?
I think that I was more afraid of moderation. And maybe this is a statement that I in 3 months could take back. You know what I mean? But I was more afraid of moderation before I went and like drank. Like, now I'm kind of like, okay, I could go to dinner and have 3 drinks and go home and go to bed. And that is, okay. I think I can do that. We'll see.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm so scared of falling back into so many old patterns. And like, then how many days a week are you doing that? And then it's like,
yeah, I see what you're saying. I think you did it. Maybe take a second, take a beat, mm-hmm. and reassess the situation in a couple weeks or
and
so.
And it's just like, I don't, like, at least 6 days a week, I want to wake up on 100. That's the number one thing in my mind. I feel like I have too much in life right now to lose or to half-ass or to not focus on or to whatever, that it's like, as much as I do love this thing and have so much fun in the moment, I don't know how much it's worth everything that comes with it still. And I'm just going to do my best to stay as far the fuck away from it as I can, because that is the goal, to like now and again occasionally get to have fun, but like be on 10 the mm-hmm. rest of the time. And yeah, I don't know. I think the birthday trip, looking, I say this now looking back, would have also been fun sober. But had I just been sober, I would have wanted it so bad.
Yeah, and I think you would have, like, it's kind of one of those things where you would have the whole time been like, well, that would have been so much more fun if I were drunk,
mm-hmm.
even if it weren't true.
100%. And it's like, I don't know, yeah, I remember the pros and the cons now. Like, they are all very present to me, and I just, like, have to really focus on what I want out of life. And
well, I'm proud of you for not taking it too far. You didn't injure yourself or anyone else that I know of.
I didn't.
Nobody fought on your birthday trip.
Yeah, no, it was genuinely no drama, like all very, very, very fun, which was nice to have. It felt a little older. Like, we went out to like El Squid Row in Cabo and shit, and I was like, get me the fuck out of here. No amount of alcohol can like do this to me anymore. Like, I'm 26, I have to go home.
Yeah, I think, you know, like, that's what I'm learning, I think, about myself, is that I don't like to be, I still like to drink, but I don't like to be around a lot of people at once.
Like, the yelling over strangers. The music and all of that. Yeah, it's just like awful. And I think now I also am just like in this stage where I'm debating on moderation and dabbling with it. I have to be very careful with my environment. Like, I know right now I have to go to Vegas for Isabella's birthday, and I have the 4th of July with everyone who's fucking insane. No, and I have to like just really be aware of, like, if I'm going to have some drinks on the 4th of July, it's like 3 beers and I'm counting and I'm done. And like, I'm done so that I can, you know what I mean? Cause I think that I'm just still very, very present with the fact that it's such a fucking fine line
to like fall back into. It's a slippery slope, and it's you do have to be very calculated, or you will get
fucked,
swept
away.
That's
the thing. Like, who I was before this sobriety journey could still be unlocked if I like go too crazy, and like, I don't ever want her back.
Yeah, and I know that now. For the best, but I loved her too. I like her more.
I think she was fun, and I saw a glimpse of her, and I'm afraid of her, you know, like, I just, yeah, I just have to be really fucking careful. And I don't know, my biggest takeaways are, like, even though I had a lot of fun on the trip, like, more than ever, I'm so aware of the fact that alcohol is fucking poison, and it's like a slippery fucking slope. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, like, we just have too much to lose. I still would never trust myself to tour fucked up. And like, we have this whole tour, like, in the fall. That's my, and shit.
I have such a goal on this next tour to be able to do it. Like, not that I, like, I don't feel like I have to be sober, but I think it's really scary that I feel like I can't even go on stage sober.
I've just even realized, like, moderate alcohol, like, the way it, like, affects who I am days later is what's crazy. Like even today, it's been like days since the trip or days since I've had a drink, and I'm just slower and I'm more anxious and my thoughts are
different.
Do you
think any of that is like a little bit of like a placebo situation where it's like you know that like you've done it?
No.
You think
like,
so?
Like I genuinely feel like
it took like a lot, it hurts that much
to like
you.
Turn my wheels as much and like, oh, like even I've been trying to edit this fucking episode of us and Trisha Paytas for like 48 hours and it's like the fast talking and shit. Like,
sorry about that, y'all.
Like I'm just too slow and it's like I can't do that. Like I want everything to be amazing and I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah. But I had a great fucking time.
I'm happy you had a good time. I'm really, really sad I wasn't there. I was really going to try and make it. But like you said, I was already like kind of pushing it.
I think we'll take some amazing trips for the rest of this summer to make up for it. And Brookie did get me the most beautiful birthday gift. And we had a sweet dinner the other night. And it was so cute. She got me a gold Cartier band to match my white gold Cartier band, first of all, which is so cool. I open up the Cartier box and I'm like, first of all, return it. Like no, that is so
she bought
expensive.
Me a car,
but like come on diva, like
no,
it's just
first of all
so
I have
nice
every dollar I have literally because of you,
but it's so so fucking nice. I'm looking at it and I'm like there's a catch here, right?
Of course.
Flip the bracelet inside engraved in the Cartier font. Like I'm just imagining this worker at Cartier putting in there 2 weeks after you left, Jorts McGee.
It was so funny. And Mina, she had me spell it out on a piece of paper. And I thought it was like, it was actually like kind of a hard process because I was like, McGee, like as an actual last name, you would capitalize the G, but it just didn't look right in the font. So I left it as is.
And even that decision is like $1,000 decision.
It was, yeah, well, it's just crazy to like, it's hilarious. You
putting
can't
George
see
McGee
it, but I'm
on
like,
me.
But I, it almost felt like it would be unnatural for me to give you that gift without something like a Lahoudi something about it.
It'd be too like
sentimental. Like you know, like some friends don't hug.
Yes.
That's like the vibes. Like I feel like if I gave you that, you would have been like,
thanks. Yeah. Like that's so sweet. But like, what, you know what I mean? Like we're silly goofy with how we do it. Yeah. And had I had more time with the Bronco, I would have put some crazy shit on the seats or something.
I would have loved. I still like, oh my gosh, I was just driving down the street on the way here and a little boy, there were two little boys on scooters and their dad, and I like had them cross the street. One of the little boys like looked back and like he like loved the Bronco, and I literally almost started sobbing because I was like, yeah.
It's,
you know, like
it's
little boys love like trucks.
Well, I just want you to know that so I love cute. My present as much as you I'm love happy your Bronco. You love it. And I'll wear it every day, which I think is really thoughtful.
I think it's cute. And we're mixing metals these days.
We are mixing metals lately. I wore my big watch today for the indoctrination of Clinton Kane.
Yeah.
I know indoctrination is the wrong word,
I'm like, Siri, what the fuck does indoctrination
like,
mean?
What does it actually mean before I keep saying it? I've been saying it all day.
Oh, I've been making shit up, especially because I've just been like, I don't even know what. My brain is firing differently lately.
The process of teaching a person or group to accept a set of beliefs
sounds right. I have no idea what you said.
Uncritically, like, hey, accept that his mom is like for sure alive.
Wait, we can't even go there yet because we're doing things in chronological order.
Okay,
so what happened after the birthday trip was Alex and Cooper's wedding. Don't see, this is like a situation where like us having a Patreon would like really come into play.
It would, because it's like, oh my god, I wish this was behind a paywall, because I've too. Never had so many thoughts. You guys, we are really seriously debating on making a Patreon. Like, we're this close to firing essentially so that shit gets clipped less, like for all the stuff that we like want to cut that's too like,
or like that's a little iffy, because like sometimes I do, I mean, you guys know, like I there's certain things that I don't want to talk about for fear of like ruining lives and relationships. But Patreon, you can't clip shit,
right?
Can you?
I think it's less clippable, and it's like for it's for the people, it's for the viewers without maybe malintent, like maybe the girlies who want to know, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's also like I would use a Patreon for the fact that like right now I want to interview the Hawk Tua girl, but like, you know.
You know, I just learned about her. That's not the side of internet or the internet I'm on.
People, it's so funny because I think what she said was funny. Of course I do. Like, main demographic.
I think
and people are so
funny.
Mean.
Oh, are the people being mean? I think the boys love it.
That's true.
I've only heard about it from boys. And they're like, how do you not know what this is?
It is kind of like the new Gluck Gluck.
It is.
The Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua. She came out for Zach Bryan the other night. I'm like, honestly, I want to be her so bad.
That's so funny. That's so fucking funny bringing her out.
I
for
saw
revival.
Someone make a TikTok and be like, I worked hard for, wait, I decided not to say that.
Their career and someone said Hawk Tua. And,
no, well, she was like, she worked hard to like make the money to buy her Zach Bryan tickets and then she saw the Hawk Tua girl. But I'm like, you know what? She's just having fun too.
Yeah.
Like, God forbid she Hawk Tua's.
And not every revival can be sexy red. You know what I mean? Like, not every, you know.
I know, and I almost think that's like what's fun about it. It's like what that it makes no sense. It's hilarious.
Not every episode can be the Marianne episode.
Yeah. You know?
I can't believe that. I was gonna say indoctrination again. Your first indoctrination of Clinton Kane was in the same episode as the Marianne. Like,
I know we you're jumping the gun a bit because
no, I'm just saying duality of woman.
I know it's crazy because I've been rewatching those clips or that clip, like that particular clip, me talking about it, crying. Like, it's like such a so many theatrics. Okay, not theatrics, but like it was like really a time.
Yeah,
I'm watching it and I'm looking at my outfit. I'm like, is that the same episode as She Ate But I Couldn't? Like,
and I had a fuck ass bob.
No way.
I had a fuck ass bob. And every single one of my friends were like, that's cute. And the choppiness, like on some real Lord Farquaad shit.
I'm shooting up heroin today.
Well, what was crazy about it was it was a bob, but it wasn't all your real hair.
At all.
It was like she had chopped your extensions, which is like hilarious. Wait, and there's like 50 packs. Like, you can't like just chop
okay,
it. Like,
Alex and Cover got married. And congratulations. It appeared to be a beautiful ceremony. I am so happy for them.
They are one of my favorite internet couples just ever. Like, they're so sweet in their love for each other. And their story is just unmatched. Like, they've been with each other through absolutely everything. And you know what I mean? Like, them living in a car together forever, his parents passing away actually, and them, you know.
I do have a special place in my heart for Alex Warren because he really went through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually a close friend of Clinton Kane's.
Mm-hmm. I talked about that on Zach Sang. Like, that was the moment.
Yeah, we'll
where
get to him too.
Everything turned, you know. Oh my God, I can't wait.
There was a little bit of conversation around Alex and Cover's wedding that did not have to do with Alex and Cover at all.
Mama.
So obviously, if you guys live under a rock, you've seen how viral Lila Gibney went at this wedding.
Okay.
I'm curious to know, because you and I actually haven't talked about this at all.
God, I wish we had a Patreon. I'm serious. Like, it's hurting me right now. Alex calls me after the wedding, and I was so happy to talk to him and, like, so sad that I missed everything. Because I love them so much, and I really wanted to go, but it just flew on the day that we were leaving to Cabo. Or it fell on the day where we were flying to Cabo. I just couldn't end up going, and I really wanted to be there. So he called me to give me, like, the whole rundown, which was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, he gave me the whole rundown.
Yeah.
Diva, diva, diva.
Here's my thing about it. I take issue with the fact that Alex and Cover's wedding was made about not Alex and Cover. Okay. And that's not even, that's not to say like Lila did it. I'm saying like the internet took that and ran with it so far, whether it was wrong or right. I mean, it's obvious.
I would
that,
be
like,
so sad that was said.
I would
my
be
wedding.
So frustrated as like a bride if that had happened at my wedding and whatever, but I would be way more frustrated that was the entire narrative around my wedding and it
but
had
it's
nothing
so
to do
shocking
with me.
Like,
it
as
is.
A consumer,
I get it for sure as the internet, and I'm so like that. I love like you know
and like
you get
engulfed
in the drama and stuff, but it's like it's also like, okay, some bitch was in the aisle before the bride, pretend she wasn't there,
like recenter the narrative back to like their beautiful love and their beautiful wedding,
right?
Obviously. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a hard line too when you're invite like 80% of your guests are influencers, but at the same time everyone followed the rules and the signs,
and
they did
and
show
knew
me
how
the
to
signs
read.
Like, yeah, like there were signs
but
everywhere.
It's hard to read a sign if you are
can't
not
read
on time and cannot read.
It was just so many things are just so like the bouquet, you know what I mean? Like, I was
the
actually
bouquet I kind of get, because like I'm competitive, like I might catch a bouquet.
I was at a wedding last year.
I want to catch a bouquet, like, please someone.
I was at a wedding last year to a pretty close friend of mine, and someone I actually came with ended up fighting the one of the girls in the bridal party for the bouquet. And I remember, and like she was like, let go, and it was like this whole thing, and I remember watching it, and I was like, the gall and the wherewithal to like do that, like to take the bouquet from her friends, like it was so crazy to see.
What's crazy is like, well, I guess like a wedding etiquette is so interesting because like some you just know it or you don't, but it's like kind of an unspoken rule that you like the people who are going to catch the bouquet are like people in serious relationships or like who like should catch the bouquet.
I think it's people who are close to the bride and groom.
Yeah. Like, it's, well, that's what I'm saying. Like people who should, who it would make sense, who it like, it's cute in the video and stuff like, and I don't mean the cap cut or the TikTok. I mean the wedding video.
The thing is like, I think etiquette wise, like if I were there, I would be volleyballing it to like Tabitha. You know what I mean? Like I would like, I would want it to be like for the greater good of the.
I get that. I will say I did see like some other influencers who were at the wedding, like posting and like shading the situation a lot. And I didn't like that either. I felt like that was kind of distasteful because it's like, again, bring it back to what really matters. Alex and Cover. Like,
yeah, but I think they're livid.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think that Cover's ever been livid before.
I think that it's really rare for Cover to respond or feed into anything. And she was commenting.
Well, what we know about Cover is that she cared the most in life about her wedding and getting married.
Mm-hmm. So like I could see how she could be like very angry. You know what I mean?
I think it's a very unfortunate case of someone having not been taught basic life skills etiquette. Or not caring. I mean, this is the same. I love...
The veil takes it to me to like a new, like you had to have known in that moment of the veil. But like this, I'm in Cover's quarters and Cover's not here. Cover was eating.
I guess I just hope in those situations that it's like an ignorance thing and not like a deliberate like disrespect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I just hope that it's like, oh, lighthearted. Like, oh, we didn't even think anything of it. Because if it isn't that, then it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, this is a wedding.
You know what really like gets me too is I am such a firm believer. And I say this as more grown me, you know. Obviously, you can look at my internet history and know I haven't always been this way. But that when you do something wrong, especially like that, and from a PR standpoint as well, that the best case scenario is to just be like, my bad. Like, I thought this was an influencer fucking wedding, so I vlogged the whole fucking thing and posted it. Like, I kind of thought all bets were off when it came to a lot of etiquette because there were a bunch of influencers there, and maybe we were all drunk and whatever, and like, my bad. The way she apologized for it, I think, goes down for the, like, that is my main reason why her and I are not friends, because that's how I felt like every apology to me was, where I was like, you're gaslighting the shit out of me and this isn't working. I wish that people understood the way I show love is through sharing my experiences. First of all, that's like when Noah Centineo was like, don't do what you do with what you do, just do what you've
done with it.
Like, what are you saying?
But I actually get what he was trying to say, honestly.
And like, but it's just funny, like writing it all off is like, vlogging is one of my love languages.
It's my passion, like, and you guys are shaming me for my art.
Like, it's not physical touch. It's not words of affirmation. It's vlogging.
Like, just say you're sorry. I will say, like, CapCut is her love language. Like, we know that about her, but that's
actually kind of true. Okay, wait. That really is kind of her love language.
Well, the thing about her is I know she would pussy stunt at my funeral, and that's just something that I know. So that's like, I would just have to take that into account when I'm sending out my evites
from the coffin.
You know what I mean, though?
Like, okay, you hit the nail on the head there.
She has never, she literally has vlogged herself doing an enema. Like, she will vlog anything, and that's just, that is what she does. And you have to know that. And like, yeah, it was wrong. For sure, it was wrong. And it was so disrespectful and horrible, honestly. But it was so on brand.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I will say, now that I'm talking this out with you, I'm kind of coming to more conclusions as I'm thinking about it. You have to factor in when you're sending the invite. Like, what is this person going to do?
And maybe make sure, I'm not blaming Alex and Cover, but it's like, it has to be like so.
And like, I would vlog myself doing an enema, you know what I mean? I had a fucking wedding and vlogged it, right? You know, it's like, I understand that. I think to me with the vlog, it was just the night of it all. Like, had her vlog been posted?
Well, I mean,
like,
from a business standpoint, the first to upload gets the views. I'm like, I get where she was coming from. I think,
but that's where it's like,
well, this is what I think. This is why I'm like, I have a little bit of a problem with all the shade from the other influencers. I think that there are certain influencers who did the same shit and they were just so lucky that they weren't the first to post it. Mm-hmm. Because had they been, they would be the ones getting dragged.
I think people have vlogged themselves attending weddings forever. Like,
I think
obviously I'm not saying film like their whole vows and put it in there, but like, there's a world where like I would attend a wedding and be like vlogging before, vlogging my outfit, maybe like bathroom with a friend, maybe like a clip.
I think that like we're just in like this weird community of people where like you got married and it was like that was the thing to vlog the wedding, and like maybe that's the vibe she kind of thought it was. But like these are two people who are like genuinely have been together for fucking X amount of years, and there's MTV is not there.
Yeah, I think like a mini baby vlog that was posted like way after their stuff would have probably gone over completely fine.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
But like, can we shame her for being efficient? Like she was, yes. She got on her Zoom, dude. Like, seriously.
Here's what I will say.
She wore a white dress to her sister's wedding.
Did you say she wore a white dress to her sister's wedding?
Yeah. Do you not remember that whole scandal? I'm just saying like, it's kind of just on, like, it's really, it just is on brand. I think she just didn't learn some of those things, and that's just what you have to accept.
Today, someone I was with said that Lila's punishment should be deleting all of her social media and moving back to Iowa, okay? And I said, I hope she never does that, okay? Because even if for these clear reasons I cannot have her in my life, it's always a great show.
It is, but I don't know. I hate when somebody gets canceled. Me after, like immediately after just completely canceling someone.
Okay, split.
Well, I don't know, with that amount of people coming at you, it is like you said, the normal person thing to do, whether you meet it or not, is just to like a wholehearted like actual apology, and she didn't do it right.
I think it that like would save her from so much if she could just,
I just think she has a lot of things that she's not working through, and I think this isn't gonna help.
I think everything would save her. I think she would still be in everyone's lives. I think like just so many things if she could just genuinely
take accountability
and grow. Like it's just like, you know what I mean, like same shit different day, and it's like it just gets harder to watch.
Yeah, it's, you hard know? I have, especially a lot of love
as
for
someone
her
who had so much love for her for so long.
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying, I still do have so much love for her. She's like, truthfully, like it's so crazy because I obviously know what the narrative is about her online, but like she's in my life been one of the best friends that I've ever had, like truly. And I have my reasons for not being friends with her now, but it is sad to me to see her get like bullied that badly. I just wish she would see it for what it is, but she doesn't. It's like she like throws the defense mechanism up, and like she just gets so defensive that it's like she just foot in mouth.
And just to have only people around you who are like, yes, queen, slay, your sparkle is so slay. Like she, that, you know what I mean? Help.
Yeah, some enablers.
Like, yeah, but it is just also like dystopian too. It's like this influencer wedding and people vlogged it, and now this whole, like, it's just like, oh my God. Like Alex and Cover's wedding, even all of that aside, like I don't think that ruined the wedding. It looked so beautiful. Like I can't speak for Alex and Cover. I'm sure they wish that didn't happen, but I'm just saying like,
it just sucks. Like you, yeah.
Their vows were beautiful. Cover looked beautiful. Like when I think of their wedding, I don't think of the scandal of it all first. Like I do think of like their beautiful wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Chronologically, what happens next? Oh,
well, Brooke, I just hope you know that I don't think you're going chronological at all, because I was on my birthday trip watching your Risa Tisa series.
Well, you left for your birthday trip. I'm thinking, I don't know. We witnessed in real time first a depressive episode from Brooke Schofield and then a manic episode from Brooke Schofield. Mm-hmm. Both of which were pretty embarrassing.
I don't think so. I love.
Are we there yet?
Like, when you're manic and it's not on me, it is my favorite thing in the world. Okay.
Like, well, you called me. Tina called me when I was having my depressive episode. I was already hysterical and in like literally just sobbing my eyes out. And I was like on TikTok, like, please don't hate me. And you called me and you're like, and you were mad at me. And I don't know why.
Me either. We'll figure it out.
But then that was immediately followed by a TikTok that was posted by my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Oh, so we are doing this.
Are we there yet? Let me check my topics.
I feel very lucky that we have like the absolute best fans in the entire world. And every single day on my For You page, I see something that is ever so literally for me. It is a sweet fan talking about something sweet in relation to one of us. Today, I saw a girl jumping off a cliff because you commented on her TikTok. She said, I will, no, dead ass. Like, she was like bungee jumping. She was like, I will never feel the way I felt when Brooke commented on my TikTok. So now I'm bungee jumping off this cliff or something.
And that
I
was like, so cute, play, but queen. Also like, be safe.
Like, and it's always sweet shit. And I come across this TikTok that's like, a selfie of a girl. It's a two photo swipe. And it's like maturing is realizing, as it's like a photo of a girl with like duck lips and her fucking tits out, right? It's like maturing is realizing. Oh. And then it swipes to you and me. And it's like that these are just mean girls or something, right?
Oh.
And I'm like reading the comments. I'm in this whole fucking spiral. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm really trying to think to myself, like, are we fucking mean girls? And it's like, I hate that label is
Thank
so
you,
loosely.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron says no, but I was like, I'm really thinking about it. I'm like,
no, I think that label is so fucking loosely thrown around for like when a woman is enraged or when a woman is pissed off or whatever. Like at the end of the day, like on our podcast, if we're being mean, like this was right after the Tessa Brooks thing. And it was in relation to that because it was the thumbnail of that podcast as well. Like, and I get mad because I'm like, dude, like Paige was just standing up for herself in a situation where like she was wronged. And like usually like if you and I are being mean on this podcast, it is like with warrant, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not like I'm just like, let me bully the fuck out of some girl. Like, no, that's mean girl behavior, right?
Right.
And I'm so fucking upset. I'm like debating commenting back. I like write out a whole thing. I'm like, what the fuck? I click on their username, Trashy Tana, Trash Can Tana, and Broke Brooke. And they have an entire
oh, shit.
TikTok page dedicated to viscerally hating us. Like there was one swipe and they all start with a selfie of a blonde girl.
Beautiful blonde girl. They also did one that says like maturing is realizing that these girls had to pay tens of thousands of dollars and they still look like this, and it swipes to like a photo of me and you at the meet and greet.
Not violation.
Not looking our best, to be honest.
Listen, I'm not saying I like always look as gorgeous as my kiss to silk to slay boots mama Instagram posts, but like I also don't look like that meet and greet lighting in Ohio when I haven't slept in 3 weeks. Okay.
And you know what, that was like exactly kind of what I was referring to in the beginning of the episode, but it's like they use it against you. Like I told you that I paid money to look like this and now you're throwing it back in my face. Like I could have Madison beard y'all. Like, I think she hasn't had anything done.
We could talk about the presidential debate for 2 seconds.
Oh, it was hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious because like the future of our country is at risk, but
it was the craziest thing.
When I started talking golf, I almost lost it.
First of all, I want to do that with you. Oh my god, that's really funny. If for something like we have a presidential debate. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, that's one of my ideas. Like Hawaii podcast, I'll stash it. We'll do it at some point. But like,
what do we do? Just like go to bat on like all kinds of different topics that like we're divided on.
Oh my god, we're doing it within the next
like,
2 weeks. Yes.
Dortsgate.
Yes.
Cloggate.
But even just
stance
like
on
anything.
Right.
Like Erewhon smoothies. I would absolutely love
you're
to do that.
So it's such a visionary.
It is just crazy. Someone said someone said, give them both a Panera charged lemonade and whoever's still standing should be the president.
Oh my god, I just threw my head back and I just got neck Botox and I literally couldn't even lift it back up. It was like literally 6 months ago all over again. It would be crazy. Or even just an Adderall for Joe.
And then it like a part of me feels really sad because I feel like, especially Joe, like I just feel like he needs to go be with his kids and he needs to just go to a retirement home or something somewhere. And
yeah,
just,
no, we don't want to be in a retirement home,
but like a nice one in like Coral Gables.
I agree. I saw a TikTok about that and it like really hit it on the head for me, where she was like, honestly, just as like an empathetic person, it's hard to watch because it's like, you imagine like my grandpa's his age and like it's, I just think about him being like in a position of like stress like that, and just it is like he needs to be somewhere like
I definitely and
relaxing with no responsibilities.
100%. And listen, I know nobody's Tana Mojo needs to have some political claims, but I'm just throwing this one out there. Okay, if there's a minimum age for president, there could be a maximum one.
Yeah, like cat people driving, but like not for presidents. Like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was just like
my grandpa tells me too, because like he is the same age as like he's that age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm losing. He's like, I would never trust myself in that position, because he's like, the way I think is just slower than it used to be. Like,
yeah, like it's just, oh, that's so sad.
I know.
It's just like, it was so insane to watch. Like, I felt like I was watching something on like Netflix and had to keep like snapping out of it, like, and being like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I was like, I was watching it with one of my boyfriends. We're cracking up laughing, but then it's like, wait, this is serious. Like,
yeah.
And I saw, I watched clips of Obama, like their debate, and it was like so professional and just very like respectful. Like,
this is our country.
And like, yeah, like, you know, someone tries to call, like a girl gets on the mic and she's like, yeah, Obama's just an Arab, like just starts going crazy, and he snatches it back and he's like, no, he's my respectable opponent. We just have differing views. It's crazy how much has changed. Like,
and it's just like, God, it really genuinely wasn't.
Trump's like, I've never fucked a porn star.
I'm, yeah, like, it's so wild. It was just like very sad to watch Joe on his like barred out shit, and then Trump be like, we're gonna put a drone on the moon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
that
just
was
like
a good boy. That was huge.
China. Huge.
You're good at that. There's something there.
I just really do like when Donald Trump says China. Like, that was the highlight of me watching the debate.
I think that Donald Trump is one of my favorite comics ever.
Ever.
Such a funny guy.
It just,
I just condone his behavior in any way, shape, or form, but God, that guy makes me laugh.
I just think we should like get somebody new on the remix.
I want Obama back.
So bad.
Such a hottie. Or Michelle.
She'd be so Kim K at this point.
I think we're
She's venturing. My president.
Okay. What do you think her take is on golf? What do you think
she'd,
her swing
she'd
is
make
like?
That so, you know what I mean? That, yeah, like they were really fighting about golf. What do you mean?
It's really horrible. But worse than that is like us two having an opinion. Not that we shouldn't have an opinion. Everyone should have an opinion. But like, we shouldn't.
This is what I know. Okay. If there were just a real presidential debate like Obama's, we would not have an opinion.
Right. This is actually like right up our alley.
Yeah. Like, and that's why it's like not
just
okay.
Despicable displays of ego.
So bad. Oh my God.
Oof.
I think we need to get Clinton Kane on the mic for a debate. How was that segue?
Works kinda for bad. Me. Honestly, someone photoshopped mine and his faces on to the candidates. It's like, dun, 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 dun,
dun. You would annihilate him. You are so good at what you do. I just want to say, before you even actually get into any timeline of events, 6 months ago, I was like, Brooke, I would do anything. I will give you my money to do a Risa Tisa. Like, the second I watched Risa Tisa's 50-part series, like, my only thought was like, I want this from Brooke.
Here's the thing. I didn't think anyone gave a fuck, because
I knew it.
I've been kind of talking about it and like breadcrumbing it on this podcast forever. And obviously, like, people knew, or like at least there was like speculation because of like what's been said online, that he was a liar, he faked the death of his family, yada yada. And I always say it, I've said it on every podcast and stuff, but it never picked up. And I was like, damn, I guess people like really don't care. Like, I thought they were gonna, not that, yeah, I wanted it to like pick up, but when I found out about it, it felt like the biggest story in the world to me. So I
was saying to Makoa the other day, like, it's the craziest thing I've ever witnessed happen in real time to any of my friends, like relationship wise ever.
Yeah,
and that's just like saying so much.
Yeah, and living through it was the most fucking traumatic thing ever to me. It was the biggest, like, most horrible thing that ever happened to me. So it felt like one of those things where it was like, what do you mean you guys don't think this is a big deal?
But yeah, like, and even like with the Matt Rife shit, I remember always saying like, why not? Why do people care about this more than Clinton? Granted, people care about Matt Rife more than Clinton. Like,
for sure.
You know, but
I...
both look like they could eat some sheet metal for real. That's what I want. What's fuck kinda, a debate. You know, I want Clinton Kane and Matt Rife gnawing through sheet metal like a rat race.
Wait, isn't it kind of crazy like what a specific thing for people, like somebody to be like described as like a sheet metal chewer.
And I hit two of them. But maybe that's like just your type. I don't know.
But it was like two separate reasons. Like, one of them was the teeth, one of them was the jaw.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt looks like he like built up the muscle. Clinton looks like he could like really do some damage.
And Piranha style.
Here's the thing. I'm never going for looks first. I think it's low hanging fruit, whatever. But I do believe in the all bets are off of it all. Once you do so much, like your looks are now.
You know, I've felt that. Listen to me. I have never given a fuck about what someone looks like, obviously. Mm-hmm. Okay? I do not care. I actually like.
That's well, it's hard to get a clear view of him with all the shaking. This is going to be so hard for me to not just be so silly.
I'm trying to be serious.
Okay. Sorry.
That's the only part about this like element. I mean, not that I like love that this is happening, but like that is like my least favorite thing about this is like all the videos about how ugly he is. Because it's like there are so many other things to say about him. Like there are so many like, more horrible things.
It's like
about
if no one's going to send you to jail, like that seems like an okay start to your punishment. Okay. If you're going to be a free man.
Yeah, like, but it's like all of that and like the videos are about like what he looks like. You know what I mean? It's like that's you fair. Did like there are so yeah. many more important factors to consider in the story. And I really like I dated him on purpose and I like literally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why am I going to talk about how ugly he is?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
But they are.
I will.
It started because obviously he made the video where he said, and I quote, "When you've been over the relationship for 2 years and she will not stop yapping about it."
Even good for you for not like, because I know that there are probably moments where you wanted to maybe take it too fucking far, because it's like if I saw that, it's like you're poking the bear. And it's like you did all this fucked up shit to this woman and multiple other women and would have continued doing it for the rest of your life, getting away with it. And you're going to like taunt her.
Well, not only that, but like, that's what I'm saying. It just set me the fuck off, honest to God, because there is like, obviously I've talked about it. I've talked about it on Canceled. I've talked about it or talked about it on other podcasts, but I've only really ever said what was already known. Thanks to the Zach Sang podcast.
Okay.
With you. You know what I mean? He said, parents are alive. He's not Australian. So I said, parents are alive. He's not Australian. I never really went so far as to talk about like all like the other elements of the story until now. Mm-hmm. But that's the joke. Because like, what do you mean she can't stop yapping about it? You are so lucky that I waited until this. I gave you all this time to and even, say something yourself or come clean or fix it somehow, some way. And you are going to make everybody think that I'm crazy and I'm obsessive and I'm like trying to destroy your career. Or
and
whatever.
Like you're dying on the hill that they're alive. Like, you know what I mean? It's like.
No, dead.
Or, sorry. You're dying on the hill that they're dead. The only person dead is him on that hill.
Right.
Like it's like, you're lying. Continue.
I was just fed up and honestly like I was already in like a highly emotional situation and you know what, I made a little bit of a series.
Mm-hmm.
I made 14 videos.
All I'm gonna say is if that happened to any quote-unquote yapping bitch in their right mind, I'm not shutting up about it ever. I'm not shutting up about it until, what do you mean she won't stop yapping about it? It would be more concerning if she didn't yap about it.
Let me give you a little bit of unfortunate backstory, okay?
Yeah, Brooke.
No, this is like really embarrassing for me. When I was still in the midst of my breakup or whatever, I was trying so hard to help him out of that situation, help him either A, cover it up, or B, tell the truth, which I mean, obviously I would prefer for him to tell the truth, but I was like, I was terrified of it ruining his career. And I was so afraid of it coming out. Like, so to make it like, oh, she's telling the world and stuff like that. No, you told the world. It's been 2 years and he's had 2 years since all of that happened, since I initially found out, for him to find some way to fix this situation, like that he's put himself in. You know what I mean? And I gave him so many options. I'm like, listen, like you can say this, like mental health alone, like that's enough of an excuse. Like, I mean, people are understanding about that in this day and age. Like you can say like, listen to me, like
I have a compulsive lying disorder.
Yeah. Like, or like, you know, I didn't have a good relationship with my parents and stuff, and it doesn't make it better, but it's like, just be honest. Like he's just doubled down and dug himself into this hole of lies and made it so much worse that I just got so frustrated with the situation. Cause I'm like, you just it will never end. You do not care and you have no remorse and you do not care about how many people you're hurting along the way, like in the process.
8 months or a year after it happened, Clinton came out and he was like, I'm going to say something to make this all better. Right. And then he comes online on his Instagram and he posts him writing on a fucking napkin that it wasn't his mom that he killed off. It was his mother figure who truly died. Like,
it was laughable.
It, like, which was all just still more lies. Like, none of that's true. Like,
it was so frustrating as an, like, as somebody who was in it, because it was like, I was so excited for him to just finally, like, because I don't want the best for him. I was about to lie, but like, I wanted him to like
stop,
be able like, to move forward from that situation, grow. And still like continue with his career and like have it be like not such a huge thing. But like, oh my God, when I read that, I was like, this stupid fucking idiot.
And all of it was more lies.
It was just a bunch of malarkey.
It was literally more lies. And now you're adding on a new side character. Like, you had a mother character
unlocked, and I knew who it wasn't. Obviously a real thing, because I knew her name. Like, he would tell me her name, and he would tell me such like explicit detail, the details of how she died, which would change all the time, by the way, my bad for not noticing.
I also just want to highlight the fact again, like, I can't say this enough, like, you having a platform and talking about this and stopping that man from the damage that he was doing to women and people in his life is an anomaly. Like, in most case scenarios, he would have gone on to date a bunch of other girls and continued emotionally abusing them and all the, emotionally abusing everyone in his life with these lies forever. Like, yeah. You know?
But it was such a, like, it was such a, like, trauma bond situation, because it was, like, first of all, a narcissistic individual. He's, like, a textbook narcissist, worst kind of person you could possibly be in a relationship with. Mm. And then you have me, who is somebody with a personality disorder. Literally a perfect matchup for somebody like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I'm like someone who can't be abandoned, and like that's like my number one trigger, and it makes me fucking insane and so emotional, whatever. So I am so like, just I'm just like, it's a trauma bond. I'm like I just
like his dream victim.
I thought my life was fucking like literally over after this situation, and so I would have done anything for him, like even at long after. And so he was lucky it was me, until he wasn't lucky anymore, because I'm not in love with him anymore. I have no fucking like instinct to protect him at all. So you're gonna make a TikTok about me, I'm gonna make a fucking 14 part series, and I'm gonna ruin your life.
I don't know if all the details will ever come out, but like, obviously you, similar to the Matt Rife situation, kind of have found a support group in other women who have been abused by Clinton. And there's some shit that he has did to these other girls that like blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's some like real documentary, like abusive fucking shit.
Right.
Where it's like, you would have kept doing that to people.
No, of course. 100%. And I like constantly, I'm getting people still messaging me now and being like, oh my God, like I just went through this with him and he told me this, this, and this about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always that I am so psychotic and he only dated me for 3 months and I
like you were he was
am out to get him and he has a restraining order against me and he's had to call the police on me multiple times and all of his friends, non-existent friends, by the way, how could you possibly keep a friend if you are somebody who is like this, are afraid of me and like whatever it is. And I'm like of course, but it's like he's brainwashing these girls and the same way he was able to do to me. It's like you isolate them and they have nobody, like at least I didn't in my relationship, I had nobody around me to like fucking talk some sense into me. Like I just believed every single thing that he said, and I was so like infatuated by him and the situation and the love bombing and whatever it is that I like, I just, girl, I was lost.
The brainwashing of other people is like where it becomes so psychotic. Like if he was just like yelling, my mom died at a wall and like made it whatever, it's like,
that's okay. So yeah, so I'm sorry to cut you off, but that to me is like why it's so frustrating, because it's like you can say like whatever you want, you can write out whatever you want on a stupid fucking piece of paper to explain like whatever you've said online, okay? But the fact that like you were weaponizing it in my relationship and all your other relationships, so like to the point where it was like I was in trouble for eating if you couldn't eat because you were grieving. Mm-hmm. I was in trouble for sleeping. This wasn't my story. This is Mia's. I'm in trouble for not looking at him because it reminds him of his mom. Like I was in trouble for everything, everything all the time because of what he was going through. And it wasn't even fucking real.
Like you just have every right to talk about it, and him like saying like won't stop yapping is so wild,
just so reckless on his part. I have to know what he's thinking, because it's like, you know, he just was like, ah, this will be funny, and it is not funny anymore.
And then his statement to Rolling Stone, like,
oh, kick rocks. His statement was
someone needs to, well, just to it, for the truth.
it's written as though it came from a representative of Clinton Kane, but first of all, it's like illiterate, like it's not even properly worded. It doesn't matter. The point he was trying to make was that he lost an irreplaceable mother figure, which non-existent, by the way.
Untrue.
He says that my claims are untrue. We dated for only 3 months.
Well, there was a specific sentence in the Rolling Stone thing that he said, like one of a specific sentence in his statement that was like, Scofield is known for just tearing apart men on her podcast. To flip it like to the narrative of like, oh, just another crazy girl tearing down a man. Like you fake killed off your whole family and abused 10 women and everyone in your fucking life over it. Of course. Like there has to be repercussions.
I want to be sure that I don't fuck this up. The public rehashing of these details is only an attempt to bring attention and focus on Brooke's podcast at the expense of tearing that. This is the part that's not even properly worded. At the expense of tearing down. That does not fucking make sense. Another former boyfriend, a tactic that she has become known for. And what about it? You know what I mean? Like,
no, but also what?
It is frustrating because it's like, oh, like that's just my shtick. I just come on here and I try to cancel people. Guys, fuck you so much. You killed your mom and I'm the psycho one.
I've never seen someone double back as hard as him. Like, it's so crazy.
I wish I were crazier. Honest to God, I wish I were crazier in this whole situation. And it took me 2 years to even like fucking get some sense knocked into me. Are you kidding me? I never wanted to say anything about it at all. I've literally... I should have ruined him.
But that just goes to show the like brainwash and abuse. Like it took you 2 years to be able to like make a TikTok series about it. Like, you know what I mean? Because of how fucking warped. Because
I cared about him and like I can make it as like lighthearted and funny or whatever. But I was so worried. I did not want his career to be ruined. I didn't want anything. But like,
but you say that like that's your fault. Like that happened often.
I was in love with him. I didn't want that. I would not want that for anybody. And even now, I hate to admit it, but like I still have guilt like about this whole situation because I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe like what I've done to this man. But I'm like, it's not what I've done to this man. It's what he has done to that man. You know what I mean? He did it.
Yes. To you, to himself, to everyone, to his fans, to the world. Like, and it is just so sad too, like seeing that in Rolling Stone. It's like we still live in a generation where like, you're just the yapping woman of tearing down an ex. Like, well, what do you mean he's the murderer?
Like, I said it on TikTok already, but like Rolling Stone reached out to me a year ago asking me to like, because they were doing a whole story on this whole situation and I ghosted them. Cause I was like, even that recently, I was like, I just don't, it's not worth it to me. I don't like want to put somebody in that position. I don't know. Like he's obviously so mentally unwell, which is like the underlying theme. Something is so wrong with him or something like whatever it is that he has going on with his family or whatever. Like I was like, it's not my business anymore. Okay. So for the same fucking magazine, no shade to Rolling Stone, but it's like for it to be published in the same magazine, it like, implying that I'm just like clout chasing. I'm like, everybody has to die.
You actually have the number 9 podcast in the world right now. Like that's a fact. And like just acting like you need this to further your career is so wild because you have such an amazing career. Like,
and I didn't have, first of all, I also didn't have any like, I didn't understand how big it was going to get, first of all, but I've been saying like this for a long time. You know what I mean? Like the details that I've said now are like minuscule. Like it also, we were at Mel's Diner.
Just it happened to you. He did that to you. He actively chose that. And I do always say like, I think it's really sad. I think he's so, so mentally sick that it's like crazy. It's unlike anything I've ever seen to like have a mental illness like that and like believe it all. And it's so weird because it's like he admitted to you that his mom was alive and like,
yeah, you that's found the crazy her. Part it's like it, and you know he tries to backtrack. It's like now if I were to even see him face to face, he would pretend he never did. And it's like you told me, he told me, this is why, I mean, in the beginning I was like so hesitant to talk about it. He told me that he was gonna make it right and he was gonna go back to wherever he's from, wherever he came from, which is the Philippines or Brunei or whatever it is, not Australia at all. And he was going to explain everything and I was going to understand. And he would never give me more information than that, except for that I was right. No one was dead. You know what I mean? So it's like why he hasn't done that is unclear. go talk to your mom. I'm like, call her.
And at what point are people put in literal wards for like compulsive lying and narcissistic abuse? Like, it's like actually so crazy.
Like, I'm so much better now and stuff, but that I was so sick and like mentally just, I was just traumatized after that relationship. I've never experienced something like that. I could not eat for months. I could, like, I literally almost killed myself over it. So it's like, that should be punishable literally by law, because the amount of, like, I don't know, especially, I mean, you know, I told
and just
you
his, like, I'm not taking away from what you're saying at all by saying this, but I'm saying, like, you're a woman with a platform and a friend group that was willing to be like, listen, we know he kept you away from us. Like, we all still love you. We're so happy you're back. And like a successful podcast and a successful career. Like, think about what he's doing and has done to so many women without like any resources. Like, yeah. I have goosebumps but in thinking
the same, about it. In the same, like to that same point, I am a podcaster and there's no way that you're going to come for me for yapping about my personal traumatic experience 2 years after the fact, because
my last what words would be about happen? That shit.
What an idiot. Honestly, why would you pick worst choice ever in a girlfriend if you're going to be a compulsive fucking pathological liar?
And it's like 100%, like just all of it, like, and poking the bear, like you're just, he's so stupid. It's like, and it's like there's so much budget in all these music videos and bullshit. Like, get the budget to like film a fake funeral for your mom and hire a paid actress and like pretend like it was like 10 years ago. Like, use your money elsewhere. Like, try, if you're gonna die on the hill, like at least like,
I think we've done enough theatrics as far as the dead mom is concerned, because she's just somewhere working in a store literally in Brunei minding her own fucking business. I think what needs to happen, like, it would, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know what he could do that would make it right. I don't know, but
like actually apologize and get so much therapy.
When it, obviously, like when it first happened, I was like begging him at least, because I was the first person to know, as far as I know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was afraid to tell anyone on his team. I was afraid to tell, because I was like, again, I didn't want anything bad to happen to him, but I begged him. I'm like, please just tell at least like your manager, so that it like felt like it wasn't my problem. You know what I mean? Like,
just on
like
you.
So that like somebody who cared about him and who like honestly who benefited from him would start thinking about like what that they could do to like fix the situation, like mediate the situation, because it's like obviously he does not know.
But the second that people know, he just fires them.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's happened. 17 he's had 17 managers in a row, and like no, and he's also like just a fucking horrible human being, honest to God, and he's really hard to work with and he's horrible to people and he can't keep anyone around, literally. Yeah. So that's a factor. But I begged him to tell his team, he wouldn't tell them, and it was like, it wasn't, I forget what it was that finally made me do it. I don't know. I like honestly it's all such a blur now, but I remember I put them all in a group chat and I said, check it out. I sent them screenshots of him literally saying to me like, I'm going to fix this, like admitting that they're alive. And they all ghosted me, literally. And it wasn't until months later, I kept getting like one person at a time who would reach out to me and be like, I'm so sorry, like you were right.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other, whatever. But it was like nobody supported me in the moment.
Because it's so unbelievable that like you don't want to believe it. Well, yeah,
and he's so good at it. Convincing. That they all really did think I was that crazy. He was telling them that like he was calling the police on me, and I was like, and because I was so I was mentally unwell at that time, it was like believable. Mm. It was like, she's just going crazy. And I was, you don't know, yeah, what I was doing, dude. He had a girl out there, like he flew a girl out a couple weeks after we broke up, and I flew that bitch home. Like I was I was out of my mind. Yeah. I was, but I was right. And it was the most triggering and horrible like scenario literally I could have possibly imagined. I was then mourning a person who was not like was not dead, because now I have a dead boyfriend, because who I was in a relationship with did not exist. It was literally snap of the fingers that he disappeared. It was not a real person. And I just spent fucking 6 months of my life doing what? With 6 months, by the way. Not 3 months.
I think there's obviously just no blame to be had on you. Like anyone could easily be swindled and fall into that with like the love bombing and the money and the like, and if you meet this guy, like even when I first met Clinton, it's like
he was so convincing, like everything mm-hmm. about him, like the allure, like he,
and then he becomes this amazing person, like because you're like, oh my god, you're so strong and you make this amazing music about this horrible thing you went through, like it's alluring.
I know, and it's hard, especially with what's going on TikTok now. It's like everybody, it's hard to envision it, but in the moment, like there was not a single person around me who wasn't like, this is the best boyfriend ever.
Yeah.
Like at all.
And then it just quickly like changed. You know what I mean? I think, again, I know I've said this 30 times, but rewarded, but it's just like, it's one thing to be lying about all of that, but to take it, those lies, and use them to abuse other people. And yeah. to like,
and I was like I'm ashamed evil. Of how like much I tried to help him and how like really on his team I was, because he had just cheated on me with like but so that, many people and everything, and I was trying so hard to just help him get out of the situation months and months after we broke up, like because I was so oh my god, it like it literally made me sick to my stomach to think about what is happening to him right now happening, you know what I mean? And that's what I just assumed would happen when everyone found out, but whenever when it came out, no one, either people didn't believe me or people were like just didn't care. I don't know yeah. what is different now.
I think that just goes to show, Brooke, though, genuinely, like you should not blame yourself for, you know, wanting to protect him or take care of him or anything like after the relationship. That is just the truest testament of how much he mentally abused you
yeah.
and emotionally abused you. That it wasn't even like anyone else could see this and be like, why didn't you dump him immediately and hate his guts? Like the brainwash.
Well, that's what happens. I was talking to, you know, another ex of his who I'm like, I love and respect so much. And she's like just the most like beautiful, empathetic person ever. Like, mm-hmm. and it's, she's just, we're the perfect like candidates because like, not that I'm like, I'm like, she's a beautiful, empathetic person. I'm like, we.
No.
But
you care.
I really did care so much. Like I would have literally done anything for him, and so would she. And it's so sad because it's like
we were the perfect victims.
One time I made a joke. I said, what would you do if I just like fell down these stairs right now? And when I tell you that man didn't talk to me for fucking 2 days, he made me so feel so horrible and disgusting because apparently his mom, that's how she died.
Falling down the stairs?
Falling down the stairs. And then like she was in a coma.
Say she got eaten by a shark. At least then get more creative. Then she
was in a coma and he's the one who had to pull the plug. And he got the deed to the 8-bedroom house on the beach in Australia. And he tore it up because he doesn't care about wealth. And his mom owned Birkenstocks. I can't even say some of these things. I'm like, I didn't know the Birkenstocks. He told Justin Horowitz the... Birkenstocks thing. He did not. He would have lost me at Birkenstocks.
You know, he just saw a good pair of clogs one day, and he was like, "That's my new lore."
Dude, it was so. It was just so. The amount of detail is what makes it so. It's like you can't even. If you wanted to just say like my mom's dead and fucking not harp on it, it's one thing. The detail. One time we were sitting.
It's not the lying.
I went to dinner. Me, Justin Horowitz, Zach Sang, Clinton Kane, and right in the fucking middle of dinner, Clinton starts crying. At the table. Oh, why, you ask? He goes to the bathroom and he can't believe that I'm not immediately following him to find out what's wrong. Okay. And when I do, he tells me he just looked down at the date and realized it's his mom's birthday. It's June. Okay. That was the first fucking thing I looked for on her Facebook profile. Her birthday's in fucking September. Okay. He just thought of that off the cuff and was like, oh, it's mommy's birthday.
What's the sound? Like, I was bored, so I ruined lunch purposely.
Like, literally, but he's in the bathroom, and me and Justin and Zach are sitting there like, oh my god, this is like so hard for him. Like, it just is so crazy. Now I want to talk about Zach Sang. I want to talk about Zach Sang for a second.
Because can I laugh one more time at Birkenstocks before I have
Birkenstocks? His mom owns Birkenstocks. It's like Romy and Michelle when she's like, I invented the Post-it. Yeah, no, he did have so many lies like that where sometimes I was just like, oh, that's quirky. He told me he was a med student and then one time asked me if babies were born out of your asshole. God. See, but some of these details I should leave out because it's embarrassing for me.
No, it's not. It all goes it back is. To the it brainwash. Is.
Like, you can say it. Like, yeah, like...
Birkenstocks. I'm serious. I think you've done some embarrassing fucking shit in your life, okay? I attest all of this to how much this man had you brainwashed. I'll never forget this one time. It was Natalie's birthday, and she had a murder mystery party at my house, which, like, is already just so funny. Like, hats and boas. Like, we're all like, who killed? You know what I mean? And Brooke
he
was,
would have slayed.
That's
at
what,
that
first
party.
Of all, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a murder mystery party, and you're there having fun, and then Clinton shows up just to, like, oversee you and, like, watch you in the corner.
How
like
long
a hawk.
Did he let me stay?
4 minutes. And you know, the whole car ride home, he was like, it's a murder mystery, so I'm triggered. And it's like, oh my God.
Oh, 100%. And then he would be like, should I just drive off this cliff right now? Every single time. Just so manipulative and horrible.
You are the murder mystery, babe.
I posted my series, and the very first person to jump on the bandwagon was Zach Sang. He
is
could
the
not
sky
wait.
Blue do bear shit in the woods.
And you know what? I've been rewatching because, of course, you know, I'm getting tagged, and I'm rewatching like the first initial time that I ever addressed the Clinton situation on this podcast was in my Marianne episode, and I'm sitting here right here on this couch in my fucking ponytail crying. Okay. And I regret in that episode how I handled Zach Sang. I'll tell you why. He is horrible. Zach Sang is horrible. He
carry the four.
Yes. He knew exactly what he was doing in that situation. Obviously, I just made a 14-part series. Like, I have no problem with exposing this man now. But at that time, I was about to kill myself. Like, truly. And Zach Sang was one of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay? When the situation happened, I went straight to his studio, sat down with him on that couch, and I was so hysterical. I could not function. I could not breathe. I was a shell of a human, okay? Mm-hmm. For him to then go on his own podcast with you, share the information, knowing how hard I was trying to keep it a secret at that
time.
Because
you did delete the episode of Zach Sang, right?
No, this was long before there was an episode of that Zach Sang of my own. This was your
when
episode.
He filmed with me, he hadn't shot with you yet?
Not even close.
Oh, okay.
I was doing everything in my power to make this like disappear and nobody find out because I was still trying to like process. Become a fucking like, yeah, process the situation on my own. Because I like at that point I still couldn't eat. I lost like fucking 30 pounds in like 3 months. It was like I was so sick and I needed time to get over, like to literally like get on my feet again. Okay. And I needed support from my friends and I had it. I had support from my friends, okay? Mm-hmm. But Zach Sang was my friend. And he could not resist the urge as a journalist to be the one to share the story, okay? And I remember even was sitting down with him on that couch when I was, like, so hysterical. He kept saying to me, we're going to sell this as a show. We're going to write a fucking 16-part, you know, Netflix documentary, Anna Delvey style. Like, we.
We're
nothing
not
happened to Zach Sang. No, it had nothing to do with Zach. I mean, he was close with Clinton, but not like it really infuriated me how much he made like the situation like
about him,
like
and his profit.
Us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if it was us and we were in it together, then why were you not on my team? And why were you so quick to put that story out knowing how bad it was going to affect me? Because what if I did kill myself after that? Because that was my biggest fear, was for that to come. My biggest fear wasn't for like. It was literally just for that story to come out because of like how much I still loved him and didn't like
we're still brainwashed.
I was sick. I was really sick. But he films with you, says it straight up in words. I reach out to him knowing that happened and I say, if you please, I am literally begging you to just delete it from the episode. Like, I'm not ready. Like, you can be the one to do it when it happens, but I am not ready. I literally don't even know like emotionally what will happen to me if this comes out like right now. And ghosts me, I get word that it was deleted from the episode and then it comes out anyway, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me emphasize that at no point ever has he apologized to me for that at all, okay? What he did instead was he invited me to come on the Zach Sang show, okay? And this was months later. He like came up to me at a party and was like, oops, like, is it that big of a deal kind of thing? And yes, it was. He invited me on the Zach Sang show, and I was really like back and forth about it because, again, I never wanted it to come out to begin with. So now I'm like, what? That contradicts everything that I'm saying. I'm going to now go on the show and talk about it. Like, no. But I agreed to go on the show with one condition, which was it's not an episode about Clinton Cain. Like, I'll come on the Zach Sang show and I'll talk to you. Like, if we want to, you know, like talk about it for maybe, you know,
10 couple,
like 10 would be even crazy. But I was like, I don't want to do it if that's what you think this is. And he says, absolutely not. Like, it's not that. Brooke came with me. I sat down.
Oh, he cornered you.
Not a single question about Brooke Schofield, only Clinton Cain. Okay. So then I go home after the episode and I'm like,
Where was I? Drunk.
Yeah. Okay. I'm defeated. I'm like, well, fuck. Now I just gave him exactly what he wanted, which was
the
Clinton Cain exclusive, like the tell-all. You know what I mean? And so.
And it's so hard when you like get to a studio and there's a million cameras and lighting and people and like. To me, I mean it when I say like you feel cornered.
And there's something about like, you know, you've seen him interview, like it almost felt like he was on my side, but there's fucking seven cameras. When did he text me separately? Never. I remember I'm sorry, I'm like really going in on it, but I'm very passionate about this.
Don't be sorry.
Again, a little bit of a manic episode I'm in. I was like really upset after that situation came out, or after your episode came out, and I was texting him, nothing. And I see him post on his story, repost Phineas O'Connell, okay? And it's a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and it on the card says like, just thinking about, or like they were like, just because flowers for Phineas. And I'm thinking to myself, this man is like who I thought was like one of my closest friends. And I'm in like the darkest, most horrible point in my life because of like partly because of him. And you can't so much as text me back, but you're sending Phineas O'Connell just because flowers. You know why? Because you are an opportunistic fucking clout chasing. I'm sorry.
No, I mean,
piece of shit, honestly.
Yeah.
You like I'm Zach like, saying so my face is hot.
It is like so wildly known across LA, like his obsession with clout. So did he ever released your episode or he didn't?
I sent it to a friend of mine and that friend literally said, absolutely not. Do not post this. This should not come out, just like for fear. Like it was somebody who also cared about Clinton and was like, this just shouldn't come out. Like, it's not good for anybody involved. Like, what if something were to happen to him kind of thing? So everybody mutually agreed that the episode does not come out. But then Zach Sang went on to tell everybody that I said that they couldn't put the episode out. And so then I'm getting hate. Like you say you'll speak up, but you won't. And, like, just so slimy. He still posted some clips. I, like, okayed some clips because I was, like, I felt bad for wasting, like, people's time. Like there's like 60 producers on his show, and
I think after him sitting with you two saying we're gonna, like, especially in the state that you were in, like emotionally, we're gonna release a documentary, we're gonna release this, we're gonna
and Tana, then this, like, is why I'll tell you why I'm so fired up about it right now is because somebody told me that yesterday.
What
is that? He is shopping a Clinton Cain series, that he is literally, he is trying to sell a show about it.
Oh.
And just the fact that he, again, I have not heard a fucking squeak from Zach Sang, and he is out here posting, first of all, clips about the situation, trying to get the views because obviously it's getting views, and now he's shopping a show about it because he's got all the experience and, you know, whatever it is. I'll kick rocks.
Shopping a show about it now is just like, it's just not your story. And like the way he was just so.
It's gross. It really is so gross.
That's so gross.
And I he was someone I looked up to and admired so much because of, like, I mean, at that time, especially, like, I thought the world of him. I thought he was so amazing. I even say it in the episode, and that's what I regret so much. I'm like watching it back and I'm like, I love Zach Sang. He's so special. And I get it. He's a journalist. No, I don't. Friendship, like, should trump everything. Like, I don't care. If it's like, it did nothing for his career, but it made such a huge difference in my life at that time. I literally was not well.
Like at that time, you couldn't afford anyone else telling you one thing and doing another. And like he should have, of all people.
I was genuinely so afraid of like what I would even do, because I was so out of my mind. Like, I was so scared. And just to literally be like, okay, well, how fun would it be if I just told the world? Like,
knowing that he, like, saw your series and is now shopping something just kind of affirms, like, everything that was already true. Like, that's just, that's
and,
crazy.
And with no
remorse, reaching out.
Not so much as a text to me. He knows better. I hate him.
That's crazy. That is fucking crazy. It's just crazy, too, like, Hollywood. Like, people seeing someone doing like that and they're like, how can I get in on it? You know what I mean?
Well, it's, I mean, it's.
Even just, I've seen, like,
textbook.
Like, that's true. It is just like textbook Hollywood.
But, and I also do understand it as a journalist, but also, like, it doesn't make it less slimy. Like, what do you, like, so you're going to make all the money? He kept saying, we're going to be laughing about this in our beach house that we're going to buy, our beach house that we're going to buy when we sell this series, like, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, I'm, like, just trying to fucking breathe, get a sandwich down. Like,
yeah. I've been seeing so many girls who, like, lied to you about how they were definitely, like, girls that Clinton cheated on you with.
Oh.
Now making full 20-part series.
Oh, yeah. How funny is that? Because I knew every single girl who I got cheated. Well, not every single girl, but I knew a good majority of them. Mm. And how funny is it to compare and contrast all the girls who lied to me and told me nothing happened and now have screenshots and receipts and story times about Clinton Kane?
Uh-huh.
It's interesting.
Just like, but it's shit like this that just goes, like, to show you how fake, like, so much of Hollywood is.
It's horrible, but it sucks because we're like, I don't know, I'm not used to that shit. Like, I've been here for fucking 6 years or whatever it is, but it's still like, be a, like, like a decent person to other people. Like,
so many people just aren't. At least you're lucky to say, like, you got out of it, you're doing better than ever.
I am. And I
anything good that happens to you, it's like everything happens for a reason and you deserve it. Like, you deserve some fucking compensation for what the fuck you went through. So does every other fucking bitch. Like, and anyone trying to take that away from you is crazy. And you can sit here now with the same people around you who loved and supported you then. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I feel
now, like you just win in every way. Like, even when Clinton continued with his statement, I was just, like, reminding you, like, there is no taking him down. There is no, like, his own life is his own punishment. Like, imagine what it feels like to be him when he goes to bed.
Remember he said that about me yesterday. Yeah. I pity her. How, like, what your life must be like to make up all these lies. That's what he said about me. And yeah. Now I will say that about him. I pity him. How miserable he must be. To make up all of these lies.
I think he's genuinely lucky that no one in his life has, like, really hurt themselves or died or something, like, for real. Because, like, the level of abuse is genuinely.
I was so in love with him and I won't lie about that. Like, I never would want something bad to happen to him ever. But.
What do you mean, like, him
but
dying?
But he could. Yeah. Yes, him. Yes.
Okay. Because other bad things, like, I want them all to happen, personally.
Well, but you know what I mean. Like, I just would never. I don't know. He could care less if something were to have happened to me. And I, like, it took me until now to realize that.
Yeah. And, like, that's
and something sad and so easily could have.
Because something should
again,
have.
Again, like, if I had not had, like, friend, like you said, like, some people aren't lucky enough to have, like, support system stuff. I had a fucking constant babysitter.
Like.
I had a babysitter and they would hand me off.
Yeah.
100%. Because it's like.
Everyone took shifts.
Literally.
On Brooke Wellness. And, like, I even said to you then, though, like, we will be able to laugh and joke about this one day. And I know that, like, it sounded so crazy to you at the time.
And how lucky. But it really did take me that long. It's been 2 years and I am still upset about it. I am.
I think anyone
would be. And I'm still yapping and I'm not done.
Anyone would be. All of this is valid. Duh. Oh, let's get his mom on.
Do you think she'll come on? Like, I don't know. I'm not confident that she speaks English. I know she lives in the Philippines or in Brunei. I don't know if Brunei is in the Philippines or not. Sorry, I'm not that smart. But I know that she's in Brunei.
Maybe she knows Marianne.
Maybe she knows Marianne. We could have them both on. That's why I sponsored Marianne. I sponsored Marianne in Clinton's honor.
That's funny if you donated, like, all of your creative to Marianne.
So long as I'm able, I don't want to have, like, a situation where I say I can and then I end up not being able to. if I can, no doubt all my Risatisa money is going to Marianne in the Philippines because she deserves it. And I don't want anyone to ever be able to say that I tried to capitalize on off of the situation and I'm doing this for clout or money or whatever it is. I am doing this so that nobody else in the future gets abused by this despicable, horrible man. Mm-hmm. And so that girls, hopefully in similar situations, can look at it and be like, hey, maybe I should pay attention to things that aren't right, because nobody fucking owns Birkenstocks. Okay.
But and good on you, Brooke. I think that you're taking the absolute like highest road of this, and you always have. Like, even when you didn't want to talk about it, you wanted to wait till a time that you felt like mentally clear. And like, I think you've done everything completely right and have taken the highest road. Just everything happens for a reason across this like whole scenario. And I'm like really proud of you. I think that like, I always wanted you to do this because everything that you're saying, like, you just have such an amazing voice and you're so eloquent and like, you know what I mean? Like you have saved so many girls either from him or from situations like him. And again, also just good on you for taking the high road. I would have his mom's face on a shirt for $9.99 right now. Like, you know, like, and you're entitled to do that too. Like,
what about his brother? Like, what about, you know what I mean? Like, what? There's so many elements. It's like, when was he gonna stop? He wasn't, and he isn't.
But that's the crazy thing within itself. Like, to even be like, she's still yapping. Like, it takes 2 years to unpack everything. Like,
yeah, like, first of all, I just stood up. Like, what are you even talking about?
I thought you were saying in reference from your titties.
Oh. New tits. Who this? You regret it?
I would. I really would.
Stop making videos about how ugly he is. Because it's mean.
And you're just talking to me.
And start making videos about how he's a pathological lying narcissist.
I actually had to like put myself on a bit of a little TikTok ban. Like, I like wanted to make a TikTok about him an hour ago. Like,
it's hard for me to not get like wrapped up in it, because of course, like, I do get a little bit high on like all the support that I've gotten and stuff, and like, I like the videos. They're funny. They're making me laugh.
Well, but and like, it must feel so nice to feel like validated. Like,
it, you know? I do, because I've, like I said, Tana, I've been saying this.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like,
well, and just validating from him.
Why is it a story now?
I could talk about this with you. We have, like, for, you know what I mean? For literally 10 hours, it's the craziest thing in the world. Well, I'm so happy about your series.
Honestly, make a song about how sorry you am, how sorry you are, song about how you were neglected or whatever, like, however you're gonna try to spin this. Like, come on, just be smarter about it. Like, don't be so reckless. So many loose ends, so many poorly told lies. Like, be better.
100%. That's what I'm saying. Say she got eaten by a shark and just die on that hill. No,
he's the shark.
Like, fuck. I hope you know it's been so hard for me to not make the most low-hanging jokes for the last 40. Like,
it's cheap, and we don't have to be cheap with these jokes. We have so much material shaking. The shaking. I don't even think the shaking is that crazy.
Well, we haven't talked about the shaking for 2 seconds. Oh, I would never ever ever make fun of anybody with a type of disorder where they were shaking. Right? It's I met him. He doesn't have any type
of
disorder
more
like
passion.
That.
More passion.
Yeah, like, it's when he hears the music, he does this thing.
Gyrates.
And I was really genuinely, I was in this whole the other night so high laughing about the fact that he does not have one song with a BPM that requires moving like that, like your John Summit, like
that's the
slow
thing.
Acoustic
he's
music.
So obsessed with Fred again, and he like wants to be Fred again so bad. I'm like, oh my god, like,
honestly, he needs to be anyone else again. Like, just fucking hell, dude.
He needs to be institutionalized again.
Oh my god, it's like I want him to come online tomorrow and be like, yo, I'm Fred now. Like, just do something else.
He needs to come on Canceled. Do you think we can get him on Canceled?
I could stop myself from actually like all gender roles aside, trying to square up, like actually like fist fight.
I know.
Me.
Are we allowed to say that? Like, I would hit him. Actually, I've already said that.
Oh my god!
You know what's crazy is one of my friends has run into him 3 times. If I ever saw him, can I tell you something? We got back together. Which is just crazy words for to come in out of my mouth. But we got back together in October, mm-hmm. the year that we broke up, 2022. And I literally sent him off to his studio session that day. Like, bye, babe. I love you. I'll see you when you get back. And I somehow came to my senses that day. I put his shit outside and I never, ever saw him ever again.
But that's good. I don't know but what like, happened that day, but thank that, God
like,
it
I,
did.
You know what I mean? And he called me a year later and said, I'm in LA. Like, will you come to my hotel? And I...
And, like, just definitely wanted to, like, fucking lie to you more. Like, that's so crazy. Yeah,
and I literally got ready to go. And I, again, came to my senses and I was like, oh, my God. Like, no. It just... I was so... It was, like... It was the type of unwell you can barely even fix.
I just, like... All of that just, I'm going to say it again and again and again, goes back to the brainwash though. Like he is.
Yeah,
like,
I really completely understand people who go back in like abusive relationships. He wasn't physically abusive, I should say that, but just the most emotionally abusive relationship that I could ever possibly imagine, because it was, there were so many elements to it that were so good. And you can find so much evidence of me being like,
well, that's like,
it was an amazing relationship. He was such a good boyfriend, like blah, blah, blah. But it was because, first of all, I didn't have a lot to compare it to. And second of all,
you also experienced like the absolute climax of what it feels like to be in a toxic relationship with high highs and low lows. Like,
right. And that's why they feel, yeah, you said it the best. It's like they feel so high because it's been so bad. Mm-hmm. And like, and then you feel so much closer to that person because you just like had all this turmoil and like whatever it is. But like, mm-hmm. the amount of fights, it was like, I can't believe. And now I would never, I mean, I would hope I would never let myself stay in a situation like that. It's hard to say. But it is so crazy.
It just goes to show, like, all the girls out there, like, if you're in a high, high, low, low toxic relationship, like, you will get out. You will see it clearly. And, like, it's awesome. You know what I mean? It's good for you on the fact that for one of your first more serious relationships, you literally met the final boss of emotional abuse. Like, everything yeah, like, hopefully else after
it can't
that,
get much worse. But then...
Like, oh, you want to gaslight me about liking girls' Instagram photos? Motherfucker.
Right. Let's so go. Maybe that helps you better understand why I get so... Maybe the Matt Rife situation might fire me up a little bit. Because it's like, if I tell you all of what you guys just found out... And then you can just do the same. Like, you can also, like, lie to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I really have such little tolerance for that shit now that it's like.
But that's good. That's
lying close. In particular. It's like, do not lie to me.
Yeah. But now you
I'm a Kiwi. Down under.
I can't even believe. Is that a wrap on the indoctrination, or should we just say right now, like, I don't want to wee you word to Zach saying, but like, it will probably be yapped about on this podcast until the end of time, because no fucking shit.
Yeah. No fucking shit. I hope I'm yapping until I'm literally going to be yapping until his mom comes home.
No kidding. 100%.
And she's going to.
You want to talk about your new athlete boyfriend? Or do we just end the goddamn podcast?
That's a wrap.
Bye, guys. Fuck you, Clinton Kane. Literally, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
And justice for his mom. Seriously. Like,
at this point, dude, just let her go. Kill her. No. I think. Okay, sorry. Bye, guys.